So that God will bless us.
我们大家一同打开罗马书第二章。
So we all turn to Romans chapter 2.
罗马书第二章。
Romans chapter 2.
我们要从第一节一直念到第五节。
Reading from verse 1 to verse 5.
第一节念到第六节。
I'm sorry, verses 1 to 6.
第一节请弟兄们念，第二节姐妹们念。
We ask the brother to read the first and then the ladies the second.
要念到第六节。
And then we finish all the six verses.
弟兄们先念，一、二、三。你这论断人，无论你是谁，你无可推诿。你在什么事上论断人，就在什么事上定自己的罪。因你这论断人，自己所行的和别人一样。我们知道行这样的行的人，上帝必照真理审判他。你这人啊，你论断行这样事的人，自己所行的却和别人一样，你以为能逃脱上帝的审判吗？还是你藐视他丰富的恩慈、宽容、忍耐，不晓得他的恩慈是领你悔改？你仅认着你刚硬不悔改的心，为自己继续愤怒，以致上帝震怒，显他公义审判的日子来到。他必照个人所行的报应个人。
Amen.
上个礼拜我们在这里思想了有关于神的意志，一共有四个层次。
Last week we talk about the will of God. There's four levels of it.
神是定义的上帝。
That God has ordained.
神是以不行其事的这种意志来制造、创造、救赎万有的。
God is the one who created everything according to His own will.
所以神的意志就是神的他旨意的一个最重要的这一个基础。
So the will of God becomes the foundation of His decree.
当我们讲到上帝的旨意的时候
，When talk about the decree of God，
我们就是要明白神的心意的问题。
Because we want to know understand the mind of God，
神的心意在历史上的行动就是什么呢
？That God's action in the history that is mind，
他照着他的绝对的主权立定心意所做的事情。
According to absolute sovereignty, He has determined and ordained to do what He wants to do.
这个意志是超越所有的意志。
And this will transcend all wills.
所以没有任何的意志能够在神的意志同他旨意所定的范围之外。
So there's no single will that will outside of the decree of God who is determined by His will.
将神所定的是使一切的一切成为可能的原因。
So what God has willed become the foundation of the possibility of all things.Which is possible.
你说关于犯罪的事情怎么样
？What are sinning?
抵挡上帝的旨意的事情
？What are going against God?
放纵情欲的事情怎么样
？What are those who go against the lust?
所以恶的计划怎么样呢
？What are evil plans?
这些有恶的计划、有犯罪的心意的这些意志，都是神所造。
All these evil lusts and all these determining to sin are all created by God.
那么你是不是说呢？上帝就定了有犯罪可能的意志在他的造物之中呢
？Do you mean that in the creation of God, God has already fixed and created those evil wills?
是的
，Yes.
所以不是上帝计划罪恶
，But it is not God who planned the evil.
上帝不是恶的源头，也不是恶的原因。
But God is not the cause and the origin, the source of evils.
God is neither the cause.Nor the source of the evil. 那么神是恶的许可者
，But God is the one who allows evil to become possible.
连反对上帝的人的意志，反对上帝的人自由，反对上帝的权柄，反对上帝的可能。都是神所许可的。
Even the will, the possibility of those who go against God are allowed by God.
所以这是一件很可怕的教义。
So this is a very dangerous doctrine.
为什么呢
？Why？
如果你不真正明白的话
，Because if you do not truly understand，
你就会在你的意志中间继续犯更多的罪来抵挡上帝。
Then in your will, you continue sin even more to go against God.
但是当你真正明白这个教义的严肃性的时候
，But if you truly know the seriousness of this doctrine，
你就会以敬畏。为了上帝的心，谨慎行事来讨他的喜悦。
Then with a heart of fear, fearful to God, they want to do and to please Him.
为什么说这是一个很可怕的一个教义呢
？Why is that we say this is a very terrifying doctrine?
为什么说这是一个危险性的一个信仰的教义呢
？A very dangerous doctrine.
为什么呢？ 因为当你误会的时候
，because if you were to misunderstand，
你就可能以为神是恶的创造者。
Then it is possible for you to misunderstand God is the creator of evil。
但是当你真正明白的时候
，but when you truly understand，
你才知道神是道德功能的创造者。
You know that God is the creator of the function of morality and ethics。
道德功能什么意思呢
？What is the function of ethics？
就是能善能恶。叫做道德功能。
That is, you can choose the evil or good, and that is called the function of morality.
我们常常说，上帝为什么不创造一个不可能犯罪的人呢
？Many times we ask, why is that God do not create someone who cannot sin?
如果上帝造了人，却不给人犯罪的可能性
，If God created man without giving him the possibility of sin,
那我们每个人都上天堂
，Then everyone will go to heaven.
我们每个人都一生在一起
，Then we will be together with God.
那不是最美好、最美好的事
？Isn't that the most perfect situation?
为什么上帝说创创造的上帝要把可能犯罪的这一个基础放在他的里
面。Why is the home that God has created? God has put the possibility of sinning in them.
这个可能犯罪的基础是什么
？And this foundation of possibility to sin
就是自由。
That is freedom.
那么中文的自由这两个字，其实呢是要解释很长才知道里面的意义的。
In Chinese, when it's the liberty or freedom, we must explain in a lengthy way.
在康德的哲学里面，他认为人的理性没有办法真正明白的三件事里面，其中一件就是自由。
In Kantian philosophy, he says that what we our mind can understand, there are three things, and one of them is liberty.
因为自由的本质并不在现象世界的范围里面。
Because the essence of liberty is not in the realm of the phenomenal world.
康德说自由的本质是在本体界的范围里面。
He said that will be in the luminal world.
所以我们没有办法去完全明白自由到底是什么。
So we cannot fully understand what liberty.
康德说自由不是我要做什么我就去做什么。
Immanuel Kant will say that the freedom is not that I do what I want to do.
因为如果我要做什么我就去做什么，这不叫做自由，这叫做放纵。
If I can do whatever I want to do, that is not called liberty. You say this is letting loose.
所以康德的哲学有很独特的重要性在整个思想历史里面。
And that's why in the historical history of thought, Kant has a very special position.
康德认为神太大了，我们没有办法去想明白他。
Can't feel that God is so great that we cannot fully understand Him.
不朽太高了，我们没有办法去明白他。
Immortality also is so great that we cannot fully understand Him.
因为我们在能朽坏的生命中间，怎么去明白什么叫做不朽呢
？Because we are in the realm of mortality, that's why cannot understand in immortality.
康德又说，自由也是我们没有办法有些的理性去明白。
Kant also say that this freedom is something we cannot use our reason.To understand.
他虽然把自由定为一个很重要的定义，是这样讲的。
Even though he put a very important definition of liberty,
自由不是我要做什么我就做什么。
Liberty doesn't mean that I can do what I want to do.
自由是我不要做什么，我就能够不做我所不要做。
He said freedom is that I can do what I do not want to do.
所以从康德的这一个理论来看
，So according to the theory of Kant,
今天许多人有犯罪的自由，没有离开。罪恶的自由。
Today, a lot of people have the liberty to sin, but not liberty to leave from sin.
只能犯罪而不能离开罪的自由，就不是真正的自由。
The freedom that allows you to sin, but not to leave sin, is not true freedom.
那么，自由是道德的基础。
Because true freedom is a foundation of morality.
所以，神创造人的时候
，And that's why when God created mankind,
神不是把人造成一个机器人。
He doesn't create man as a machine.
神创造人的时候
，When He created man,
把人造成一个有道德功能的一个人类。
He was created as a mankind that have the function of morality.
所以这个道德功能就跟自由不可以脱节。
And this function of morality cannot dissociate from liberty.
如果你说呢，上帝为什么不造一个不能犯罪的人呢
？If you were to ask why is that God doesn't create someone who cannot sin?
我回答说，上帝如果要造不能犯罪的人呢，太简单了。
And I will tell you that if God wants to create someone that cannot sin, it's so simple.
他只要造一个 robot, 一个机器人就好了。
He can only but create a robot and that is.
所以他把发条上紧了
，and when he wind up，
把电池充电了
，and also recharge the battery，
把枢纽全部已经安排好了
，and all the screws have been screwed。
那么人早上的时候就说上帝早安，晚上晚安，晚上早早安，晚安，他不会犯罪的。
In the morning he will say good morning to God， good night to God， he will not sin。
那么到了礼拜天全部去做礼拜了
，and so on Sunday everyone will come to worship，
每一个人祷告了
，and everyone will pray together，
每一个人跪下了
，everyone。 woman kneel together.
就站起来唱 Hallelujah 了。
And they were standing to sing Hallelujah.
礼拜一再去做工。
So on Monday they go to work.
每天早上对着上帝早安，晚上说晚安。
And in the morning they'll read God. In the night they'll read God too.
这个就是一个不能犯罪的人。
This man that cannot sin.
请问这样的人有什么价值呢？
What kind of value this kind of man has?
所以这个问题是很笨的问题。
So this is a very stupid question.
问个上帝为什么造一个不会犯罪的人？
And to ask that why is that God doesn't create someone he cannot sin?
为什么这个问题是很笨的问题？
Why is this a very foolish question?
因为第一，你先感觉到上帝不够你聪明。
Because you first feel that God is not as wise.
为什么他不先问你要怎么造人？
Why is that he never consult you first how to create man?
所以这种问题呢，就表示你盼望做上帝的参谋部长。
So this kind of question would show that you want to be a consultant of God.
上帝，你为什么不这样不这样不这样？
God, why is that you don't do it in such a manner? 上帝，
你应该这样这样这样。
God, you must do it in such a manner.
而你对神不满意所发出来问题，原来是很简单的、很愚笨的问题。
And you ask question because you are dissatisfied with God, and that kind of question is very foolish.
你的神对人最尊重的，就是把自由给了人。
Because the highest honor that God has given to man is that God has given man liberty.
所以自由给人，就是神对人最尊重的一个荣耀。
In giving liberty to God, God has honored man as highest glory.
神创造万有之后。
After God has created all things,
然后他创造人
and then he created mankind.
神创造人的时候
when God created mankind,
用荣耀尊贵为冠冕给他戴上
it is with glory and honor as crown he crowned them.
人之所以是人
the man as man.
人是荣耀的
the man is glory.
人之所以是人
the man as man.
人是尊贵
man is honor.
那荣耀跟尊贵这个两个名词的背后所代表的本质是什么
the essence that's behind honor and glory is
荣耀背后的本质就是道德性
and glory behind it is morality.
最这个尊贵背后的这个本质就是这个价值观
and behind honor is the concept of value.
我曾经在美国的华盛顿用五天的时间讲这两个名词
I spent 5 days in Washington to explain these two terms.
人是荣耀的
man is glorious.
人是道德性的活物
because man is a living being with this morality.
人是尊贵的
man is honor.
你的人是有价值观的活物
because man is a living being that had a concept of value.
而荣耀最大的发挥
and the greatest manifestation of glory.
反照上帝的美德
is to reflect the virtue of God
尊贵最大的承认
and the greatest recognition of
it is honor 神的面前承认他的价
it is before the Lord want to acknowledge his value
就是敬拜神同彰显神荣美的可能性
and this is a possibility of this worshiping God and manifesting his glory
人之所以是人
the man as man
因为人可以到神面前来敬拜他
because man can come before the Lord to worship him
这个敬拜性也变成宗教性最基本的基础
and this nature of worshiping become the foundation also of religion
人是荣耀的
the man is glorious
人可以反照上帝的美德
because man can reflect the virtue of God
所以这个荣耀荣耀性也成为道德性最基本的本质
So this nature of glory also become the foundation also of our essence of morality
我再回到刚才那句话
And the other words
为什么说这个是可怕的教义呢
Why is that we say this is a dangerous doctrine
这个危险的教义呢
And a very critical doctrine
对自由的了解
Because the understanding of freedom
就把幸福跟危机连在一起
It will put together this crisis and also blessings
一个人有自由他才是幸福的。
When a man has liberty, then he has a blessing.
一个人没有自由，他就没有幸福。
Without this, the freedom, he doesn't have happiness.
但是有自由就有危险。
But when you have the freedom, there's a danger too.
自由性是有幸福又加上危机性。
So the freedom has a nature of putting together this happiness and also the crisis.
神把人造成道德活物的时候
When God created mankind as an ethical being,
人就比所有受造之物更幸福
As compared to all other created beings, they are more blessed.
也因此人就比所有万物更危险了
And because of that, they are even more dangerous compared to all other beings.
因为当你误用自由的时候
Because when you misuse your liberty,
就变成恶、oh, 行为的创造者。
Then he becomes the creator of the evil.
当你正用自由的时候
，When you do right with the liberty，
你就是善行为的发起者。
Then you become the initiator of good things.
所以你可善可恶。
So you could be good, you could be evil.
这叫做危机性的幸福。
And that's why it's got a very crucial and critical blessing.
你看你的孩子生下来的时候
，So when the children are born，
越聪明
，the most intelligent
they are， 你越高兴
，the more happy you are，
你越欢喜
，the more joyful you are。
但我告诉你，越聪明的孩子越危险。
But the more intelligent they are, the more dangerous they are.
你生个女儿出来长得美丽的不得了。
If you have a girl who is so beautiful,
哇，你高兴的不得了。
You're so happy.
我告诉你，越漂亮的女孩子越危险。
The most beautiful the girls are, the most dangerous they are.
所以这个叫做幸福跟危机的结合。
So we see the blessing and also coming together with this crisis.
所以神的意志不了解的时候
when we misunderstand the will of God,
我们就变成掉在危机里面。
Then we'll fall into danger.
什么东西掉在危机？
What has fallen into danger?
我们的信仰就掉在危机。
Our faith has fallen into danger.
这个教义你不认清楚的时候就变成危险的教义。
So if you're not clear with this doctrine, you become a very dangerous doctrine.
这个教义你明白的时候
But when you fully understand this doctrine,
使你产生敬畏神的一个教义
Then it comes with a doctrine that teaches you how to worship God.
我们上个礼拜就谈到这四方面
And last week we talked about these four things.
神的计划
God's plan.
第二方面神的引导
God's guidance.
第三方面神的许可
God's permission.
第四方面神的任凭
God's giving over or giving up.
有关于上帝的意志有四个层次
So the will of God, there are four levels of
这个层次与层次之间的关系是每况愈下。
The relation between one level to another has become worse and worse.
所以在最伟大的道德生活里面
，So in the highest form of ethical living，
人是配合神的旨意而生活的。
Men live according to the will of God。
次等的生活里面
，At a second level，
人在神的引导中间渐进靠近神的。
In the guidance of God, man is coming closer to the will of God。
在下一等的生活中间。
An even lower level.
人求神照着他的意思要做一些他要做的，神许可他。
A man want God to go according to what they wishes, and God allow them.
但是这个人就开始在危险中间。
But this man is in danger.
因为神许可你做你要做的事。
Because God allow you to do what you want to do.
不等于神会给你一生一世顺利幸福。
It doesn't mean that God will you give blessing throughout your life.
神许可的可能神让你经过灾难危险。鞭打管教才回头。
Because in God's permission, God probably also will allow discipline to come to you before you return to Him.
为什么许可呢
？Why does He allow?
因为你强求。
Because you ask forcefully.
因为你硬要。
Because you truly want yourself.
你的意志降服神的意志。
So you want to use your will to submit to God's will.
上帝的你要好让你。
God said you want, okay, I'll give you.
但是你每一个人要学习自己在自由雇佣中间应当学的功课。
But in the misuse of liberty, you must learn that lesson. You got to learn.
You have to learn your own lesson.
你要学自己的功课。
你要经历风暴。
And also you go through storm.
你要受许多的亏损。
And all the shortcomings.
你要走许多的冤枉路。
You walk a lot of wrong ways.
就像以色列人因为不顺服神，他们三天应当走完的路程，走了四十年才进迦南。
That is right. The way they got warning for 3 days, they go for 38 years.
这个就是神的许可。
They got allowed.
第四种的人是
the fourth.
上帝不再干预你了。
God will no more interfere.
不再管你了。
No more teaching you.
这个叫做神的任凭。
Which means God giving you up.
那么，请你注意这第四种人。
And this fourth kind of people.
我相信真正重生得救的人不可能在第四种。
Those who truly are regenerated can not be in the fourth category.
真正有神生命的人，神不认凭他。
Those who truly have the light of God, God will not give them up.
上帝许可到一个程度，上帝用杖用杆鞭打管教把你带回来。
God will allow them to use a staff and rod to teach them to bring them back.
那么，当有一种人对神完全藐视，绝对不敬畏，随他的恶念来抵挡神的时候，神就把他认凭。
If the kind of people who go according to their own determined will to go against God, God will give them up.
这就是罗马书第一章二十六 二十四、二十八节三种很清楚给我们谈到的事。
This is what Romans chapter 1, 24, 26, 28 verses have told us about giving up.
上帝就任凭他们。
God gave them up.
上帝就任凭他们。
God gave them up.
上帝就任凭他们。
God gave them up.
那么任凭的结果呢？人就绝对自由了。
And the consequence of giving up is that man is fully free.
这些绝对自由的人就以他自己认为没有神干预来肯定他的无神论。
And these people will feel that God never interfered.And that's why they confirm their own atheism.
一边犯罪，一边享受罪中之乐。
So they sin, and also they continue to enjoy the sin.
犯罪，一边轻看上帝的权能。
And on the other one, they despise the powerfulness of God.
一边犯罪，一边大大哈哈大笑，上帝你在哪里
？And they sin, and they laugh, and ask, "Where is God?"
我要这样做，你要怎么样
？I want to do such a matter. What can we do?
你只能吓吓基督徒，你不能吓我。
You can only frighten the Christian, you cannot frighten me.
所以他们尽情纵欲。
So they want to do according to their lust,
尽心犯罪
and according to their sin.
所以各种社会中间的不公义、个人意念的邪恶以及交情之间的刻薄都产生出来了。
So all the unrighteousness and unethical practices come and surface in the society.
我相信全世界没有一个人从神的宝座看出人社会的败坏。比罗马书第一章最后这一段更清楚。
I truly believe that no one has viewed the worst of the society according to the throne of God as compared to the book of Romans.
我常常以很震惊、敬畏上帝的态度说：“主啊，感谢你把圣经这些宝贵的话赐下。”
Many times with a heart of trembling, I want to thank God, saying, "I want to thank God because you have given this word that is given in the Bible."
我们从上帝的道不但看见神自己的宝座
，from the word of God, not only we see the throne of God.
我们就从上帝的道，我们看到人的本性
，and from this throne, we also see the human nature.
圣经把整个人类道德的败坏。照射出来，像一片最光明的镜子一样。
God has manifested the sin of the society. That's like a mirror that is reflected so clearly.
我不要再一条一条跟你们谈，因为上个礼拜已经很简单的讲过
去。I'm not going to talk to you in details.
所以接下去我们不会像第一章前面那样慢慢谈，我们会比较快的来把这些圣经讲。
So we are not expound as compared to what I expounded in chapter 1 verse by verse now.
所以第一章的三个任凭里面
，because in three giving up in the first chapter，
我们看见生。体性的罪恶
，We see the physical sin.
我们看见宗教性的罪恶
，We see religious sin.
我们看见动机性、心理性、思想性、意念性。所以他行动性的罪恶
We see that psychological and something that happened in our mind, all those sins.
所以我们看见人就在污秽黑暗的中间受罪捆绑
So we see that man is in darkness, being bound by sin.
那么这些人知道不知道呢
Does these people know?
他们知道
They know.
为什么知道呢
Why is that they know?
无论如何没有办法推诿19、20节所讲的普遍启示
Because they cannot escape from the general revelation.
普遍启示到你的内容是什么呢
What's the content of general revelation?
就是告诉你神是存在
To tell you that God exists
告诉你他创造了万有
To say that he has created all things
除此以外就没有再告诉你更深入一层的东西
And other than this he has never talked to you in a more deeper sense
所以你在外界看见什么呢
So what do you see externally
看见神用他的全能他永远的权柄所造出的这奇妙的万有
You see that God has power and his God nature he has created all these things
在内界你看见什么呢
And what do you see internally
看见神把一个见证的声音放在你自救里面告诉你你是神所造
God has put you the voice of conscience to testify that you are created by God
那么除了这以外
and other than this
真正的目的是什么呢
what's the true purpose of it
叫你要尽良心所给你的一些记号的准则去决定你的行动和言语
to teach you so that your word, your aid, your deed will do according to the voice that comes from the conscience
所以17世纪、18世纪的时候
during the 17th and 18th century
从英国传出了一些知识分子的宗教观
and some of the intellectual thought of religion in the UK
这个叫做 deism
This is called deism
叫做自然神论
deism
自然神论就变成了自然宗教论
deism become the natural theology
religion
A religion.
这个自然宗教的发起的真正的思想的鼻祖是谁呢
who is the one who initiated this natural religion?
是英国 Chelbury 这个城市里面一个学者叫做 Herbert
There's a scholar in Chambery called Herbert.
In Herbert of Chambery in England.
So the Herbert of Chambery in England.
这个人他说的人所需要的就是自然宗教。
This man said that what man needs is natural religion.
自然宗教里面有最重要的就是两条。
And natural religion, there are two important things of it.
第一条，神是存在的。
The first that God exists.
他是万有的创造者。
That he is creator of all things.
第二
，The second.
神是命令我们行善的。
That God is the one who commands us to do good.
他要审判我们的罪。
He wants to judge our sins.
所以这样的自然神论呢，就只从这两方面看，起点跟终点两个要点。
So these looking from the beginning and the end, see, this is two important points.
什么叫做起点呢?
What is the beginning point?
万有是神所造。
Everything is created by God.
什么叫做终点呢?
What is the finishing point?
我们都要面对上帝的。
You will all face the judgment of God.
那么除了这个起点跟终点，中间这一条连线是什么呢?
Are there the beginning point and any point? What's the connecting line of it?
自然神论说不需要。
Natural religion say we don't need
this. 为什么呢?
Why?
因为上帝创造了万有之后，他就让大自然自生自灭，不再管你。
Because when God has created all things in the whole universe, He doesn't care anymore.
那么如果上帝不管这个大自然，
If God doesn't interfere in the nature,
这个大自然到底怎么会自我生存呢？
How does the nature exist by itself?
所以自然神论就接受了这个机械的这一种自然论。
So the deism accepted the mechanistic view of the universe.
什么叫机械的这个物理的自然论呢？
What a mechanistic view of the nature?
就是神把自然律放在受造的自然界中间，让它自己运作，自生自灭。
Which means God has created the natural law and put the natural in the nature, so naturally they exist by themselves.
神造完了以后，就像一个机械钟表师把发条转紧了以后，这个表就叮当。自己走，上帝就走开了。
So when God has created nature, that's like we wound this watch and then it go by itself.
那么这个钟一直走，钟表一直走，一直走，一直走。
And this watch go by itself.
走到有一天发条所有的储藏的力量完全耗尽之后
，One day when it finishes all the energy of the winding,
这个表就叮当叮当。It 就死了
，and then it die by itself.
那叫做自然的消灭
，and that's called a natural finishing.
万物的结局
，and the end of all things.
世界的末日
，and the end of all things of the world.
时间的终点
，and the ending time of time.
历史的结束
，and the finishing point of history.
神就要审判就是
，and then God will judge this world.
那么自然神论所产生的自然宗教
，these then would they produce a natural religion?
成为当时最高的所谓知识分子。所最拥护的
，and also become the something that is the intellectual worship.
所以从英国就运输到法国
，so from the Great Britain they come to France.
话说再运输到德国
，and then to Germany.
以后就在英法德所统治的全世界风行起来了。
Then in England, France, and Germany, all the colonies of these places become a very vogue.
今天我不是教宗教统神学历史学
，today I'm not teaching the history of this religion and philosophy.
所以我不能。详细再讲一下。
So I can explain more clearly.
但我要告诉你，有两种不同的自然神论。
I'll tell you there are two kinds of natural theology.
第一种是不得不要承认起点，却不接受终点。
One they will accept there's a point, beginning point, but they won't accept the ending point.
另外一种只接受起点同终点，但他不接受中间的联系线。
One will accept the beginning point and ending point, do not accept the line that connect it.
那这个影响西方许多的知识分子。
And this is to influence many of intellectual. Of the West.
所以这些人就认为基督教是自然宗教这个变形。
So they feel that this Christianity is a deformer of this deism.
是根本不需要像基督教所讲这么多复杂的教义。
He said actually we don't need all this complex doctrine of Christianity.
人所需要的就从自然之道神存在，从良心之道道德里存在。
What that we need to know is that we know it naturally, ethically, and that's it.
所以只要有自然力，只要有道德力，我们就可以好。
So we have a law of nature, law of ethic, and we can be a good man.
是这样吗？
Is that so?
我们看见自然神论结果发展下去，到了法国大革命以后，就连自然神论都被人根挖出来。
We know that when the development of deism comes to French Revolution, they've been uprooted totally because of revelation.
有无神论就崛起了。
And later on, atheism came into being.
对自然的解释变成了这个机械唯物论。
So when they explained this deism, they kind of mechanistic this
mechanism of the universe.
Mechanism of the universe.
以后呢，再演变变成了这个辩证唯物论。
And become a dialectical materialism.
就变成马克思的无神论的共产主义。
And become the communism of the commons.
那么你说今天讲罗马书跟这个有什么关系
？You say today we talk about book of Romans. What relation has with it?
因为这个如果你压制了第十八节所讲的真理
，Because if you were to suppress the truth of the verse 18,
你就没有办法看出十九节二十。就是隐藏着的神的动力。
You cannot see the power that's hidden in verses 19 and 20 of God.
你在十九节、二十节中间所看不见的，就产生了二十一节到三十节结束的时候，这个任凭的生活的果效。
What you cannot see in verses 19 and 20 of power of God, then it produces all the evils and sins in verse 21 and following.
所以这个一步接连一步，人离开神以后必得要产生的果效。
So one step will lead to another, so that when men leave God, there was a natural production of it of consequence.
这样看的人是很可怜的。
So we see the man is so pitiful.
所以你们今天少年人长大变成青年人。
So when a young become a youth,
当你们的思想观念正在整形的时候
，when your this mind is being formed,
你每天看的报纸、听的电视、你听的收音机音，就正在组成你长大成人的时候整个思想的价值。
The information that comes from the newspaper, television, all this will form your mind in the future.
你知道吗？电视、广播员、报纸的编辑，很多是对人类的道德没有好好负责任。
Do you know the broadcaster of television and also the newspaper writer that they are not responsible for our ethics?
所以这样的讲座是要把你整个人生最重要的信仰跟思想的架构建立起来。
This kind of seminar is to help you build up your structure, which is important in your mind.
你们千万不要轻看这些讲座。
Do not despise all these consultations.
因为你在这个讲座里所能建立的信仰同思想的架构，不但使你一生有方向，使你有教你的孩子。有内容
because this faith will help to build up not only the direction also help to build up the next generation.
现在有很多人花很多的钱做不应该做的事情。
A lot of people spend a lot of money to do things that shouldn't be done.
我告诉你，全世界200个国家没有几个城市有这样的机会听这样的道理。
Of the 200 this nation of the whole world, not many places have this kind of opportunity to listen to this seminar.
就是几百万的钱来支持这样的工作都不配。
Even millions of those spent to sponsor this kind of meeting. It's not worth it.
除非神要用你的钱。
Unless God wants to use money.
我这些话你现在听了没有感到特别。
You don't feel special of this word I speak.
二十年以后。
But 20 years later.
你再想想。
When you think of,
如果公元两千年的时候
，If in the year of 2000,
我没有好好注意听这些
，Then I did not listen to this carefully.
没有好好建立我的思想架构
，And to establish my value system.
我这一生不到不知道要跑多少冤枉路。
I know I want to go astray for many miles in my life.
求主怜悯我。
Pray that God have mercy on us.
我们爱惜神所给我们的这些。
That want to treasure this opportunity God has given to us.
千万不要想又多一次的聚会很麻烦。
Do not feel that it's too troublesome to one more meeting.
你要想这是千千万的财产也没有办法换来的机会。
But to know that even the thousands of money cannot exchange for this meeting.
然后你珍惜神所给你的恩典。
And also you take treasure of God has given to you.
在上帝至圣的真道上建立你的灵性。
They want to build a spirituality upon the truth of God.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，My dear brothers,
当神任凭的时候
，When God give you up.
也就是人以为最没有神干预的时候。
This time when few men feel that there's no interference from God.
当神不干预的时候
，When God do not interfere.
也就是人以为在最终可以享受绝对自由的时候。
It's time when men in sin they feel that they are enjoying the absolute freedom.
而罪人在最终享受自由最大的快乐的时候
，And when sinners enjoy the happiness in sin.
也就是他出卖自己最危险的时候。
And that's the most dangerous time when they betray their own self.
不同的地方在哪
？Where's the difference?
不同的地方就是他没有觉悟，他在。
The difference is because they never realize they are in danger.
他说上帝许可。
They say God allows.
上帝不管我了。
God never interfere.
可能连上帝都不存在。
Maybe even God does not exist.
我就自由自在犯罪。
Then I can sin freely.
现在请你听下面几句话。
Now listen to this.
医生对护士说。
The doctor will tell the nurse.
这个人有这个病不可以吃。
This man had this sickness cannot eat this food.
他有那个病不可以吃那个。
Yes, that sickness cannot eat that kind of food.
你不能给他太多油。
Don't give him too much oil.
对他的肝对他心脏很不好。
Because to his heart, to his liver is not good.
你不能给他太多盐。
Not giving him too much salt.
因为对他的血压很不好。
To his blood pressure is not good.
你不能对他给他太多糖。
Don't give him too much salt, sugar.
对他的糖尿病很不好。
Because to his diabetes is not good.
你不能给他太多淀粉。
Don't give him too much carbohydrate.
因为对他的三甘油很不好。
Because to him is not good.
所以护士说那给他什么呢？
Then the nurse said, what to give him then?
糖不可以，盐不可以，油不可以，米不可以，那给他什么呢？
No salt, no sugar, and no carbohydrate. What to give him now?
你就给他分量少，给他的最恰当的，除此以外不能多。
Give him just the right quantity, not more.
好了，我问你，做这种病人或者坐在世界上有没有趣味啊？
Is there any meaning for some people to live in the world?
没有趣味。
No.
吃盐，血压。
It's salt.
吃糖
high blood pressure, sugar, diabetes,
吃油,
and oil,
心脏病,
and heart disease. It carbohydrates too much of it.
Triglycerides 增加，那怎么办呢？
What do you know?
做人没有意思。
There's no meaning in life.
有一天的。
One day.
医生说。
The doctor said.
从今天开始。
From today onward.
他要吃什么，给他吃。
Whatever he wants to eat, give it to him.
无论他要什么都。
No matter what he wants, give it.
哇，这护士怎么为什么呢？
The nurse asked why.
你不必多问。
Don't ask him.
反正他要什么你就给他。
Whatever he wants, give him.
让他尽量享受。
Let him enjoy himself.
那你明白我的意思？
So you understand now?
当医生说他现在什么都可以吃的时候。
When the doctor says he can give anything now.
这个病人说感谢主我好了。
This man will say, praise the Lord because I'm healed.
我现在没有病了。
I'm no more ill.
我什么都可以吃。
I can eat everything.
是不是？
Is that so?
No. 医生说不是。
No, the doctor said.
因为你没办法医了，快要死了。
Because you are incurable, you are about to die.
所以死以前给你自由一段吧。
So before you die, you just are free to eat anything.
让你什么都可以吃。
So you can eat anything you want.
你明白吗？
You understand?
这个叫做任凭的。
That's giving up.
为什么呢？
Why?
因为无药可救。
Because it's incurable.
叫任凭。
This meaning giving.
当上帝有一天把普遍的恩惠收回的时候，
One day when God withdraw His general grace,
这个世界要享受从来历史中没有的自由。
And this world will enjoy the liberty which is unprecedented.
如果上帝不再派先知责备每一个时代的时候，
If God doesn't send this prophet to rebuke every age of it,
你知道世界的末日已经快要靠近。
You know there's a time when the world is coming to an end.
所以你要感谢上帝。
So you want to thank God.
如果神还兴起人对你讲你不喜欢的话，
If God still raises people to stick to you, think
you don't want to. 你要感谢上帝。
You have to praise God.
如果在你的城市还有一个讲台。可以很严肃地把神的话传讲出来。
If there's a pulpit in the city, can preach the word of God.
因为这些严肃的话语，原不是人喜欢对别人讲。
Because all these words are not people they want to speak to others.
因为这是违背常情的，这是常常会破坏人与人之间的关系。
Because this go against natural law, it will disrupt relationship.
是因为要遵循神的旨意，所以有人受圣灵的感动，讲出这些的话语。
Because they want to do the will of God, some people are touched by the Spirit of God and want to share the word.
这表示听的人就不在被神任凭的那个范围里面。
Which means the one who is going to listen is not giving up by God yet.
感谢上帝。
Praise the Lord.
那么你把这个明白了以后呢？
When you understand all this,
你就看了上帝对那些在被任凭之内快要走灭亡道路的人有一些的评论了。
So that to those who are within the giving up of God, God has some word to say.
什么评论呢？
What kind of judgment?
你自由吗？
Are you free?
你不但自由。
Not only you're free.
或者你还用你的自由再去评论别人。
And also you use your freedom to judge others.
当你论断别人的时候呢？
When you pass judgment on others.
你忘记你是要受审判者，你变成审判者。
You have forgotten that you are to be judged and now you become the one who judges.
应当受审判的人怎么变成审判的人？
The one who is to be judged, how come you become the judge?
是谁赦免他的罪？ Who? 是谁把他立在审判官的地位？
Who has forgiven his sin and who has anointed him?To be the judge.
是他自己先假定他是没有罪的。
He first presupposed that he is without sin.
他自己先假定他是不需要受审。
He presupposed that he did not to be judged.
他假定他犯罪是应该的，别人的犯罪是不应该的。
Presupposed that it's only fair for him to sin and not fair for others to sin.
所以他们没有正视自己犯罪的严 殊性。
So they do not right, look rightly at their own sin.
他们就用手指论断别人。
So they use their finger to judge others.
这表示上帝任凭他们的程度已经到了一个不可救药的地步，还会更超过的这个情形。
Which is transcend the realm of God giving up.
所以怎么办呢？
What to do now?
这些人就变成审判者。
And these people become the judge.
他们审判谁？
How to judge?
审判他们四周围的人。
Judging those people who are surrounding them.
他就论断人，论断人。
The judge.
所以就第二章的信息就出来。
And then there comes the message of the second chapter.
你这论断人的人。
You who pass judgment on others.
你自己所行的和你所论到乱的人所犯的罪是一样。
And also you sin in the same manner to the one that you judged.
你已经到了这个地步。
You become this kind of situation.
你用公义的原则对待别人。
You use the law of righteousness to judge others.
而你自己是个践踏压制真理的不义者。
But you are the one who unrighteous to tremble the law of righteousness.
这是何等可怕的事情。
This is so dangerous.
我们现在再读第二章第一节你就明白。
So if you were to read chapter 2 verse 1 again, you will understand even more.
我们大家一同开始来。
We want to read together chapter 2 verse 1.
罗马书第二章第一节。
Chapter 2 verse 1.
一二三，你这论断的，无论你是谁，也无可推诿。你在什么事上论断人，就在什么事上定自己的罪。因你这论断人的，自己所行的，跟别人一样。你看到了没有？
So you see,
到底这句话要讲什么意思呢？
What's the meaning of this statement?
这句话就是说呢，人自己不义，但是人没有办法脱离义的观念。
That man himself is unrighteous, but he cannot escape from the concept of righteousness.
请你注意这里。
So pay attention.
人已经不义了。
Man is unrighteous now.
他什么罪都敢犯了。
He does sin all kinds of sins.
那么呢，如果他什么罪都敢犯，也就是说呢，他盼望每一个人都可以像他一样犯罪，对不对？
If he dare to sin all kinds of sins, which means he want others to sin the way that he does sin,
其实不可能的。
It's not possible.
为什么呢？
Why?
因为当别人犯同样的罪，他就骂。
Because when people sin the same way, they are judged.
那他自己犯罪，他不要人责备。
But when they sin, they don't want people to rebuke.
他享受神的任凭。
They enjoy God's giving up.
他享受他犯罪的自由。
And give it, enjoy his liberty to sin.
但是虽然他犯罪自由，好像没有道德力可以控制、可以支配他。
Even though they sin as if there's no law of ethics to control them.
但是当别人犯这样罪的，他就开始责备了。
But when people sin the same manner, they pass judgment on them.
表示这个人没有办法逃脱上帝放在他里面的道德里。
Which means this man cannot escape the law of the ethics God has put in the heart.
什么证明呢？
How to prove?
当他看见别人的错的时候，
So when he see people wrong,
他就说你错了，你不应该这样，你不应该这样。
You're wrong, you cannot do that.
既然他讲你不应该这样的时候，表示他里面知道应当不是这样。
Since when he says he cannot do such manner, which means in his heart he knows what's the right thing to do.
你不应当这样。
You shouldn't do that.
你怎么这样呢？
How come you're like that?
因为你犯法了。
Which means you have gone against the law.
那么你怎么可以指别人犯法？
How can you just be gone against the law?
除非你先知道有法律的存在。
Unless you know the existence of the law.
你说这个人不合标准。
You say this man is not going to have the standard.
除非你知道有标准是存在的。
Unless you first know there's the existence of the standard.
就是罪人最可怕的地方。
This is the most dangerous thing about sinners.
无法逃脱公义同道德力在心中的见证。
They cannot run away from the testimony of the law in the heart.
但他们却自己故意逃脱道德力对自己的自由的约束。
But they want to run away from the confinement of this law to themselves.
我每次思想到这些事的时候呢，
Many times when I think about this,
我会很孤独的、很深入的看到人性最可怕的。
In the aloneness and sinlessness, I think the man's sinful nature is so terrible.